This is Morning Edition from NHPR. I'm Rick Ganley. Students are already returning to New Hampshire's universities and colleges for the start of the fall semester amid the COVID-19 pandemic. NHPR's Daniela Ali joins us now to talk about her reporting on how these students, their schools, and towns are all working to take precautions and prevent potential outbreaks of the virus. Good morning, Daniela.
Good morning, Rick.
What have colleges been doing to make sure that students aren't arriving to campus with COVID?
Right. So a lot of colleges, you know, within the university system of New Hampshire, Dartmouth College, New England College, are requiring their students to have a COVID test before they arrive and have a negative result prior to arrival. So if those students test positive before arriving to campus, in the case of the university system of New Hampshire, they'll need to take another test until it's negative, then they can come to campus. The university system is offering convenient MD locations in New Hampshire, Maine, or Massachusetts, or mail home kits through Quest. In the case of Dartmouth College, they'll be sending out a saliva-based test for students to complete before arrival. And, you know, in a press conference last week, DHHS Commissioner Lori Chibinette said that there have already been some cases of students testing positive before they get to campus, although we didn't get a specific number that included both New Hampshire and some out-of-state students.
How smoothly is it going for students so far, Daniela?
I think there's kind of been a range of experiences. I think for some students, there is a level of concern around turnaround time for these tests. However, the colleges say that they have commitments from vendors on getting turnaround time for results of 3 to 5 days. In some cases, that has been sooner, in some cases, a little bit longer. I think there's also, you know, some students who are excited and feel that the appropriate steps are being taken by the colleges. Other students feel very frustrated and are not pleased about that campus is reopening. They are worried about their health and their safety. And, you know, in general, too, we know that this is going to be a really different year for students on campus. A junior at Plymouth State I talked with said there was a moment that really stood out to her when an email was sent to students telling them that they needed to have a go bag on hand. So basically a bag with like some extra clothes, you know, your homework, extra toiletries, in case you do have to go into quarantine or isolation. So for her, that was a little scary having to prepare and think about kind of that possibility.
I have a daughter going to college this year, and she was told by the school the same thing, have a go bag in case you need to go into quarantine. So that's what's happening for the students. What about faculty? What about professors?
You know, I talked to one professor, Jeremiah Duncan, who's the president of the faculty union at Plymouth State. For him, there's kind of this question of, like, what's going to happen later in the semester? Are we going to make it all the way through? Are we going to have to shift remote? Earlier for him, he planned on being face-to-face, and in the last couple of days decided, you know what, I'm just going to teach online.
Everyone that I have spoken to will say some version of, we don't think it's a matter of if, we think it's a matter of when our caseload reaches a certain point and they have to shut down the campus and send us online again. Is it 2 weeks? Is it 8 weeks? Who knows? But I've not talked to anyone who would argue that we're going to be able to make it all the way through the semester.
That's a sentiment that I know lots of students and families have been talking about as well. Daniela, some colleges already have students on campus. How are these changes to student life working out so far?
Right. So schools have placed limits on how many people can be gathered, you know, say for clubs or other school related activities. You know, at UNH, gatherings of more than 25 people are prohibited. At Dartmouth, many of these club meetings will just have to happen virtually. And of course, students are required to wear a mask in public spaces, practicing social distancing. And all of these colleges have asked students to sign, you know, a community commitment agreement, or in the case of the university system, an informed consent agreement, where students basically say they understand if they're violating these public health standards and, you know, what's added to student code of conduct, that there will kind of be consequences to that, up to being asked to leave campus. And, you know, schools are also limiting who can be in a residence hall. But where it might get trickier is in off-campus housing.
Yeah, I can imagine some of these towns are feeling really nervous about having students, you know, back in the area. Have you heard from town officials about what they're doing to prepare?
Yeah, so most large college towns have passed mask ordinances. So you have Hanover, Keene, Plymouth, and Durham. And as I said a little bit ago, you know, I think a big concern for residents is what happens on off-campus housing. Like, what about those big parties or get-togethers? Todd Selig, the Durham town manager, told me that because UNH has that limit of gatherings of more than 25 people, students who violate those rules and standards would have to go through the university's disciplinary process and could be removed from campus. And in the case of Hanover, they're taking several steps, including enforcement of an ordinance that says no more than 3 unrelated people can live in a unit.
If you've signed a lease for off campus, you're planning on more than 3 people in your unit, you need to think again, because the landlords all know this. They just sort of look the other way.
That's Julia Griffin, the Hanover town manager. And, you know, she's saying we're going to step up enforcement of that. And the town is also thinking about an emergency amendment to an ordinance that would limit outdoor activities to no more than 10 people without applying for a permit first. And that's being discussed at a select board meeting in a couple of weeks. On the other hand, though, you know, you have businesses in those college towns that are really looking forward to having the foot traffic of students after several difficult months because of the pandemic. I talked with Tracy Hutchins, the director of the Upper Valley Business Alliance, and she said businesses are really hoping that things work out this fall.
If the college has a lot of COVID cases and they decide to send the students home and go back to fully remote, it absolutely will have an effect on our local economy and our businesses.
Daniela, what do colleges have planned if or when there are outbreaks of COVID-19? How do they plan to notify students, parents, and people living in town?
Right. So for a student that tests positive, they're going to ask them to quarantine or isolate. And each college has a set number of beds for students to do that if that's the step that they need to take. And, you know, each college will also be doing contact tracing. And, you know, as I mentioned, the number of beds for quarantining students is one data point that universities will be looking at if there is an outbreak. What I've been hearing from people and residents in New Hampshire is, well, how will we know if there are going to be cases here if the students are from out of state? Well, last week, Lori Chibinet, DHHS commissioner, said that students who will be on campus in New Hampshire will need to list the college as their place of residence for their tests. So that way, even if a student is from out of state and they test positive, that would be counted here in New Hampshire. But one thing I want to reiterate more broadly about college reopening is that things are kind of changing all the time and what we know as of today. So it might be different in a couple of weeks. And, you know, we'll have to see how these testing and mitigation protocols play out on different campuses in New Hampshire.
NHPR's Daniela Alley, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rick.
You can find more of our coronavirus coverage, by the way, at nhpr.org. It is Morning Edition from NHPR.